Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the Players Place.
Imagine walking out to your own song. Can never be us here on Ben and Woods, right? No, it's right there. Queens of the Stone Age. Better living through chemistry. Welcome in, everybody. Happy Tuesday to all of you listening here on the Odyssey app or on 97.3 The Fan or watching on YouTube. It's great to be here with you on a Tuesday morning. Not a victory Tuesday morning.
B-E-N-A-N-D-W-O-O-D-S.
Yes, yes, yes. Very, very interesting press conference yesterday from our new owners, Kwanza Jones and Jose E. Feliciano. Want to get to all of it. All of it, all of it, all of it. I want all the stories. I want all of the inside action. Oh, I missed the drop. Oh, I forgot. I had a prop. Hang on.
Oh, we haven't been introduced yet. To my left here is our executive producer, Polly Rindel. Good morning.
Hey, Paul. How are you? And over to my right is your friendly neighborhood television anchor, Ben Higgins.
Hi.
Benjamin R. Higgins.
Good morning.
How are you, my friend?
We haven't seen that t-shirt in a while.
Forgot to put the old t-shirt on before the show starts. You know, I had it away, tucked away in my closet. But I brought it back out.
Old Mr. Funting.
Yes, old Buck Funting. Still gives you a little nerves when you say it live on the radio, doesn't it?
Yeah.
My old friend, Funting, showed up last night, or did it. Man, what a horrific gut-wrench, nut-kick loss that was last night to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Good luck to the Pirates, by the way. Mm. Yeah, that really went well. That whole shtick yesterday. How you feeling about that?
I didn't say it. The Twins announcers said it.
Guilty.
So I don't feel bad about anything at all. I don't think it's
surprising. You know who else doesn't feel bad? That's what's in, guys. They're like, we were literally just supporting our team. Like,
that's what's in.
I do feel like Braxton Ashcraft had a lot to do with last night's game.
Well, Pittsburgh is in here next, and good luck to the Pirates.
Maybe Minnesota Twins, you just need some better pitchers.
Boy, that Fernando, he could hit. He could miss right now.
That's so good.
0 for 5 last night.
Oh, just when we were talking him up, too. Man, all right, well, we can get into it. First of all, let's just start with the biggest news in town. Obviously, the press conference went down yesterday, where they introduced our new owners, and I was not there. You guys were there, but I was listening live. I was there in spirit. Give me everything.
So I arrived as soon, really, as the gates opened, 12:15 for the 1 o'clock presser. Entered through the team member entrance up on the corner of 10th Park up there, and security was tight. It almost felt like we had a foreign dignitary or something visiting. I've never had my bags searched so thoroughly as I walked into the gates of Petco Park. Walked in with AJ Cassavell, saw Ryan Phillips, a few other people, of course. Pretty much anybody who covers baseball in San Diego other than Woods was there yesterday just to make an appearance. Show their face in front of everybody. It's just what you do.
Listen. You want a corporate kiss ass or don't you? Because I'm not going to be that. I have things to do. I have children to pick up. How long did that thing go?
I saw radio hosts from across the street were there.
It was an hour.
Were
yeah.
they? Do
yeah.
they have okay. children? That they that is pickup required? I'm asking.
I don't know.
I have no idea what
have
they have going on in their lives.
Chopper them out, my children. Well, how long did the press conference go? About
1 hour.
Yeah. What time did it start?
1 to 2.
Okay, my kids. Taylor gets out at 2:15.
I know.
Mo gets out at 2:20.
You definitely would not have made it, and you probably would not have wanted to walk out right in the middle.
When I'm on my deathbed, laying there, dying in front of my children, they're going to remember that I picked them up. And, hey, Dad, how was that Kwanzaa Jones and Jose Feliciano press conference? No, they're going to know my old man was there for me. So that's it. That's always most important.
I'm just factually stating that everybody was there.
Going down to kiss everybody's ass for clout is not something that I feel like doing anymore. I've done it. I'm over it. It's not going to happen. But also, I had to pick up my kids. I probably could have made arrangements, but I'm kind of over that bit.
I know. I get it. I mean, you're not an eyewash guy.
No.
We've established
But I like eyewash from others.
You want it from others.
Yes.
But not from yourself.
Correct.
I mean, that was... every time they do a press conference like that, it's one big eyewash fest.
It's just one big circle.
It's eyewash for them. It's eyewash for the team. It's eyewash for us.
Dude,
it's eyewash for everyone in attendance.
I've done it for 15 years of going, what are you doing? Like, forget it.
No one actually learns anything of substance, generally, in one of those press conferences.
Nothing that I couldn't have heard on the radio. We covered live right here on 97.3.
So it is important for someone to be there to make sure that it's...
Yeah, guy with a microphone. Yeah. That's it.
It's connected and it's on. And you need a few people to ask some questions to keep the proceedings moving. And I got a good spot right next to the middle. So I had a good angle to shoot it all and do my coverage for Channel 10. Shot my stand up in front of everybody. That's always a little nerve-wracking because... You don't want to be like, take two, take three, take four. Nailed
three,
it in one
two,
take.
Two, one. Hi, I'm Ben. Three, two, one. Good evening, I'm Ben.
Sarah said, I doubt Ben wanted to go, but he did. Ben loves this stuff.
I got
Are
paid
you kidding
to be
me?
There.
So, yeah, he worked for Channel 10 as well.
I was paid to be there.
He's paid to be there.
You weren't paid extra to be there. This was after your shift at 1 o'clock. You'd already put in your day in the morning.
No, my shift ended at 10.
Right.
Yeah.
So you were
but
long.
But then my other shift starts.
You were long done with your work shift.
That's
I was
right.
still working. So I didn't mind being there. And I think there
three,
was.
3-2-1.
Coming up Monday morning, we'll wrap up our pod. 3-2-1. Coming up on Monday morning, we'll wrap up the Padres weekend series against the Astros and talk to our Padres. 3-2-1. Coming up Monday morning, we'll talk. I'm done.
I love those.
3-2-1.
3-2-1. Was I there?
No, this was,
no,
just,
that was just you guys.
Coming up Monday morning, we'll wrap up the Padres weekend series against the Astros and talk with our Linsider from The Athletic, Dennis Lynn.
There we
Yay!
Go.
Only took you five tries. It's always the charm. No, I just needed the one take, so I was all ready to go. And waiting for them to walk out. And I do think, I really didn't know much about them, like what their personalities would be like. There was only limited media coverage in terms of video and audio bites that I had seen from either of them beforehand. So got to get the first impression of both. And they seem like a really put together couple.
Oh, yeah. They walked out like... With a fury, you know what I mean?
But it's so striking that they're not the couple that, you know, their personalities are just the same. They're very different.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Jose Feliciano was much more, like, reserved and stoic.
All right.
And Kwanzaa Jones was incredibly energetic and...
Ebullient.
Ebullient is a great word for it.
It's like, how many of these press conferences have we seen over our entire lives where it's some 75-year-old white hedge fund manager
who's
just there because he's there? Like, these were two younger, like, energetic, lively people. It was just... It was unlike any other press conference I think I've ever seen.
I mean, she is a like a meteor, right? Like a like shining star. And I can honestly say I don't think I've ever seen energy like that from a human being. I've never seen it. I mean, I've seen energy.
I mean, on a stage,
if
you're performing,
of course,
like play or something,
right?
But that I mean,
even
that's
then,
it felt like she was like
performing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy. It was crazy. I'm listening and I'm going, oh my God. Now, can I say something without people getting mad? They're going to anyway. If I had been there with Pauly, right, sitting next to Pauly, and that music started, I probably would have started laughing. Huey Lewis.
I will say that is how their song,
the heart
We
of
All
rock,
In.
The heart of rock and roll.
I know, I love that song.
I do too.
At about 12:58 p.m., most people were sitting down in their chairs. Don had already given the, hey, we're going to begin here shortly.
Okay.
And so everyone's sitting down, and then all of a sudden we hear, and everyone kind of starts looking around. Like, what is going on?
Right. Now, here's the thing. So if I was sitting there, because of who I am, and just it's who I am, I would have started laughing, giggling. Just Pauly would have been next to me. I would have looked at him. I would have given him one of those, like,
you would have, like, dead. Grabbed my arm.
I would have grabbed his arm and started squeezing it. And then I would have started laughing. I get very uncomfortable with things like this. Very uncomfortable. That's not why I didn't go, but because who knew they were going to do that? Nobody. But I would have started laughing and probably had to get up and excuse myself at the beginning because I can't control myself in situations like that. I laugh at the worst stuff. I mean, I laugh at the darkest humor, the worst things. I laugh at funerals. I mean, I'm terrible with that stuff. I get that nervous energy, and I start to laugh. So if that happened, I would have grabbed Pauly by the arm and gone, oh, God, oh, no. And then he would have started sniggling, and then I would have started sniggling. So I listened to it,
though. He's not wrong.
And And so I was like, oh, man, glad I didn't go. And they talked for a while. They talked for a lot longer than I thought they would. I thought it would be 20 minutes, 25 minutes max. And I think they said a lot of the right things.
I think almost everything they said was just what you wanted to hear from new owners.
And listen, I had people DMing me going, I don't know if I buy it. All right, fine. I mean, that's absolutely your prerogative. And by the way, I don't know if I do. I don't know if I do yet. I think that's fair to say. Like, it's been one day.
That they want to win the World Series? Because that was abundantly clear from both of them.
Well,
that's their top goal is to win the World Series, and their second goal is to be a good force in the community of San Diego.
And again, that's pretty standard from every owner ever, is I want to win the World Series. Great. Absolutely. I'm not saying I don't buy it. I'm saying it's too early to be like, this is it. This is the one. Like, again, it's an old saying, but it's an old saying for a reason. You know, money talks at this point. Like, that's what an ownership group needs to do. You know, this team, they spent a lot of money on this team, and they're going to have to find a way to make money whilst also spending more than they're spending now, which, if they spent more than they're spending now, could vault them into that next, depending on what the new CBA is, vaults them into that next, like, ooh, penalty. Do they want to start their tenure by going, let's just pay penalties until these really expensive contracts come off the books in 7 years? I don't know. That's the thing I was thinking about yesterday. And I think that it's absolutely fair to think to yourself, okay, great. Great job. Really high energy, funny, like, beautiful, dynamic, very intelligent, both of them, like, dialed in. I loved how when they talked about how they've always been kind of looked over, passed over, and how they have a chip on their shoulder. Nobody likes that stuff more than I do. I was all in on that. I like how they said they're all in. I like that as well. We're all in. But that's what you do at a press conference. You promote yourself, and you promote how great you're going to be. That's what I'm saying, is when people were DMing me like, I don't buy it. I'm like, all right, well, you got to give it some time. It's been one day.
Padres win the World Series, you'll buy it.
Yeah, you'll be buying it like crazy.
I think the reaction online was mostly positive.
Yeah,
but
mostly positive.
There certainly were some polarizing reactions. A lot of it to Kwanzaa Jones's personality, I think, that some people didn't love what they heard. But what I felt in that room was someone who was genuinely excited about an incredible once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And if that is what we are looking at, hey, we just bought a baseball team
right.
for $3.9 billion. And guess what? I'm going to be happy about it, and I'm going to be excited about it,
100%.
And I'm going to celebrate it. And you're going to criticize someone for being super pumped for getting to buy a Major League Baseball team? I didn't like the reaction of people who were going, calm down, you know, don't, it's too much. Don't be, it's like, wouldn't you be excited? Oh. Like, if you just bought a baseball team?
I would have a vomit bag up there. I'd be like, this is the greatest day of my, like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Like, it was, but again, you know, you can't sit in here and be like, tired of the same old corporate speak, and then see that and be like, oh, that sucked. It was so different than anything I've ever seen in my entire life.
She's going to shake things up a little bit.
She 100% is, man. And I thought, I loved hearing him speak too, the way that he talked about his passion. And again, I don't know anything. If you go and follow like soccer people, they're like, oh man, Chelsea used to be this and used to be that. Obviously, two totally different entities. More involvement in the Chelsea team from a lot of different voices, I think. Mm-hmm. This does feel like this is going to be their show here.
Yeah, Chelsea is an investment that a company bought. He happens to run that company.
But he still loves that team and that sport.
But I think he should. I think he's into it, and I think he's learned some stuff about professional sports there. But they were very clear. This is our personal investment now in the San Diego Padres. This is what we hope to be here for decades, you know, generational, something that this is going to be like defining us and our family and who we are going forward.
She's a stunner, man. She's an absolute stunner. And you sit, you listen to her and you go, I would like to have lunch with you. I just would like to have lunch with you and pick your brain, because obviously the resume is there. And I saw a lot of really horrific things online. Being online sucks, dude. It sucks. It always has. It always will. When there's positives, it's great. When there's racist, gnarly, misogynistic stuff, you see it and you go, Jesus Christ, guys, be better. She doesn't need to list her resume. Her resume speaks for itself, right? This is not some, oh, I just latched on to this guy. These guys built this themselves, and I admire that very much.
No, they clearly are partners and built everything together. So I saw that as well. Like, yeah, oh, your husband's a billionaire.
You're right.
in a lot of ways. I mean, her personal resume and it's the stunning diversity, her education, her background.
She's a professor at NYU, dude. Like, they don't just go, hey, come on here and teach a class.
Yeah,
like
multiple law degree, master's degree, conflict resolution, something like that. I mean,
That's what I want to talk to her about. That's
impressive.
The one. That's it, right?
When you
there.
Kind of compare it, and I don't mean this to diminish Jose Feliciano at all. I think a lot of people can just say, okay, here's $500,000, I'll invest it right, and it turned into $10 million, and I turned the $10 million into $80 million, and I turned the $80 million into $300 million,
right,
and I just turned the $300 million into $1 billion. Yeah, he bought a lot of companies and made some good investments in his capital, his equity firm. Great, you're a smart businessman. What she's done a lot of things, man. She is very impressive,
very extremely. And somebody said that, I couldn't stop seeing it, man. They're like, with Jose Feliciano, remember Breaking Bad? He looked like Gus Fring a little bit. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, he did. Hopefully he's not involved in the same malfeasance as Gus was. Gus was very sharp, though. You got to tip your cap to Gus.
I do think
Gus was a simple fast food
manager.
Right,
that's right. That's true.
I do think he had the best line of the whole day when they were talking about her song that we just played.
Yeah.
And he chimed in and he said, my only musical talent is my name.
That was brilliant. Brilliant. And he goes, please include the E so that I do not get mistaken for the singer.
Feliz Navidad.
It's so good. It was great.
That was a great line by Jose E. Feliciano.
I thought it was, I mean, hey, again, like, I've never seen anything like it before. And so that to me was like, all right, here we go. So now the new era has started. Now, they made the mistake of saying, we're undefeated since we bought the team. Kiss of death.
I told you they'd pick a day right before they started a winning streak, whatever the actual day
right.
was.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So when I heard Friday afternoon, oh, yeah, of course, then you won the next three games.
Yeah, 0-1 since the formal announcement with one of the worst losses of the year. The one that just makes you want to. It makes you
And it would have been one of the best wins of the year, too, had they gotten it. I mean, that's the cruel. We'll talk about it. It's the cruelty of baseball. Jake Cronenworth would have been, if they had let him swing away,
yeah,
in the 11th inning, he got a hit. we would be talking about the Jake Cronenworth
game. He was so
good,
man.
Forever.
He was so good.
But when you don't get the bunt down that you're asked to get down, you're just the idiot who couldn't get the bunt
down. That's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Great at-bat to tie the game. Two amazing defensive
great
plays to save the game. You know who you are, Jake? You're the idiot who couldn't get the bunt down in extra innings.
You know, it's funny. The other thing, too, and somebody brought up, it's the phrase good vibes gets thrown around a lot, you know, probably a little bit too much these days. When I saw her, that's the first thing that popped into my head was, man, those are some good vibes. I can get cynical. I'm in a bit of life goes in waves, right? Mm-hmm. You have these times where you're like, holy cow, man, I feel great. And like, everything's fantastic. And then you have these times in life where you're like, oh my God, I feel no gratitude. I cannot be anything but cynical. It's hard. I fight through that every single day of like, God, I don't want to piss and moan. I just want to like be happy with what I have. And that's true. But you see somebody like that walk in and you're like, oh yeah, you don't have those days. You don't have those days. Like, you're always grateful. You're always good, positive vibes. And that's what I got from her. You feel like if you were in the room from her, you'd be like, all right, that's kind of rubbed off on me a little bit. You guys were in the room with her yesterday.
You know, and I would have... I think maybe I would be a little concerned if they had come in and say, oh, we're going to reinvent the wheel. We're going to do things.
Wait till like, you see
never,
our plan.
You've never seen.
This has never been done before.
They didn't say that. They said, no, we're going to listen. We're going to learn.
They said all the right things.
Going to learn about Major League Baseball. One of the things that surprised me, and I think she was being absolutely genuine, she said before the news conference, they were handed an owner's manual.
I heard the same thing. Was she joking?
I don't think so.
I didn't know if that was a joke either.
I think maybe like Rob Manfred. I don't think she was. I think they may actually have like a booklet like, okay, you just bought a baseball team. Here's some things you should probably know about in terms of running said baseball team.
Hey, Kwanzaa, did you get the owner's manual? There's a few online things you have to do. But you need to fill. What do they call those things that we have to do?
Onboarding or
yeah,
like a
those
modules.
There's a few
modules.
I noticed you've had the team since Friday. It's Monday, and none of those modules have been done. Also, still haven't gotten the copy of your driver's license for your direct deposit. If you could scan or fax that over to me, that'd be great. Tell Jose I got his today. He finished three of his modules. Like, for real.
There's a warranty card in the back. You're going to want to fill that out and mail it in for your baseball team.
I couldn't believe it.
It's a three-year money-back warranty.
A manual.
It's an owner's manual.
Like a big old binder?
I think a big old binder.
I want to see it.
My guess is...
Do you plan on bringing the equipment with you to Fiji?
My guess is there's probably... All right, list of like owners meetings, things that are taken care of, you know, like the schedule of what the year looks like, everything that's part of, you know, being one of 30 Major League Baseball owners, like responsibilities that you are need to make sure your team gets taken care of.
Yep.
Probably a lot about, you know, revenue sharing and all the stuff financially that goes on with a Major League Baseball team. So I actually do believe there is a literal owner's manual for a Major League Baseball team.
No one's
ever talked about it, though.
Chris, absolutely right. Chris says, I love how Kwanzaa called out the instant gratification culture generation. I loved that, too, because you can get caught up in it. I know I can. And she talked about the 5-year plan, the 10-year plan, and like how hard that is these days, especially, to structure for yourself. We want it now. I want it all, and I want it now. And I totally get that. So, yeah, man, I'm excited to see what they can do. I'm excited to meet them. You guys didn't get to meet them, right?
No, personally. They, right after the press conference was over, and they took some photos with their family and the jerseys and all of that, they did, like, a general media scrum, which was weird because they just did a seated media scrum essentially for like an hour, but then they gave everybody a few more minutes to like huddle around them at the stage and get a few more quotes. I looked at that group for 1 second and said, nope, I'm good.
I did a little like hold my camera over my head just to get some shots, but I had no microphone, so most of it I heard was in Spanish, the after scrum for reporters who wanted to speak to Jose in Spanish, but yeah, that's about it.
Well, welcome, Jose E. Feliciano and Kwanzaa Jones. You guys lit it on fire yesterday.
We're going to win. We're going to win. We're going to win. Win it all.
So that's the other thing.
We hope it's sooner rather than later.
And somebody DM'd me about it last night, and I go, here's the thing that I love. You've put yourself out there on record. That's on the record.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're going to do. This is where we're going to be. And this is, you know, what we want. So now that it's on the record, it's like me, Benny. If I get on the radio, and I know, you know, we know about accountability and try to take accountability for things. If I get on the radio and say, all right, Tier 1s, mark my words, by January 1, I'm going to be 205 pounds. It's out there. I've thrown it out there. And the Tier, nothing would make the Tier 1s happier if I didn't do it. To let me know, what are you at? We're about 210, right? Like, you put it out there on the air, and now you have to hold me accountable for it. That's it. And that's exactly what they did. And they said, this is what we're going to do. So now, if it doesn't happen, you know, she did give herself a nice little out with that five-year plan, though. That's also like, hey, you got to be patient. And you do. You do. But I think Padres fans have been patient a long time. They acknowledged that. They acknowledge that they want to go where nobody else has gone before, and that's a parade. So I love that, man.
You know, ask the New York Mets. No amount of spending can guarantee a World Series.
Correct.
A lot of things need to go right, so you can't guarantee anything. If there was one, I want to say, sobering/ moment, Jose E. Feliciano did say, we're going to have to live within our means. And I think that to me was directed a little bit toward Rob Manfred, like
probably Mark Walter too.
Yeah, it was like, hey, okay, we're not going to be irresponsible as the owners of the San Diego. We're going to win. We're going to try to win, but don't worry, baseball. We're not going to run afoul of your debt rules and everything. We will be responsible. But he also said, but when it makes sense, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to find the right opportunities to spend, and we're going to continue to pursue playoffs and World Series championships. So, you know, pretty much what even Peter Seidler said.
Right.
Peter Seidler acted maybe a little bit irresponsibly at times, at least in the view of Major League Baseball, but his words were always very measured as owner.
Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, his franchise just sold for $4.9 billion. So whatever Peter Seidler was doing.
3.9.
I'm sorry, why do I always say 4.9? I want to
what's
cost
a billion
them an extra
among
billion. $3.9 billion. He did something right. They've done something right. Yeah. But anyway, so the new era is here. It is official. And now, time to put up.
The only note I would have probably given Jose Feliciano yesterday before the press conference was he did mention, I love baseball. I've always been a baseball fan. We don't need to talk about which team I used to root for. Probably, I would have just said, we could just scratch that line. Don't even put that out there.
What we don't know will not hurt us.
I think it's the same team Peter said.
I agree. I know. I knew you would say that immediately right after, and I just go... Oh. Yeah, you could probably have just left that one line out.
I love their number choices, too. 21 for Roberto Clemente, Puerto Rican legend and humanitarian, and 00 for Zero Limits, Infinite Possibilities. I mean, they both had a reason for the numbers that they chose. She was so excited to get her own jersey, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like the rest of us.
Yeah.
I mean, again, who wouldn't be excited to buy a baseball team?
All right, take a deep breath, everybody. Let it wash over you. Just everyone, just with me. I'm going to do this with you because I need one too. You ready? One, in through the nose, out through the mouth. 6 seconds, okay? Ready? One, two, three. One more.
Oh, I like that. Felt good.
We should do this every day. We should start
for all
the day
of San Diego
with a daily meditation.
Dig deep.
Just a moment of gratitude every morning.
A moment of gratitude. We should go around like Monday's mine, Tuesday's yours, Wednesday's Paulie's.
I'm very grateful to Bill Howe for sponsoring our Bill Howe Studios.
He's un-
we know how
believable
on San Diego's number one sports station.
Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen.
97.3, the Fan. I'm also grateful that I found Trajan Wealth because I really didn't have a retirement plan, and now I do. It's really a great feeling. If you've been kind of wandering in the wilderness trying to figure out what your retirement's going to look like, you should probably get your plan started. And you can do that by going online to trajanwealth.com. Their fiduciary advisors are ready to help you build a retirement plan designed to hold up through a real retirement here in San Diego. Not some fake ideal retirement. Maybe you don't want to have to move to Arkansas when you retire and you'd like to stay here in San Diego. They're going to help you develop a plan to make that into a reality because they base everything on your goals and your risk tolerance. They're local with offices, Liberty Station, Carlsbad, and Escondido, and they understand what it really costs to retire here in San Diego, which is where I would like to retire. So if you've been thinking about getting a game plan in place or refining your game plan, now is a great time. You can get started by calling 1-855-TRAJAN1. That's 1-855-TRAJAN1. Or just check out everything online at trajanwealth.com. Trajan Wealth, plan smarter, dream bigger. Advisory services through Trajan Wealth LLC. Additional services through Trajan Estate and Trajan Tax. Actual client, paid advertisement. Additional disclosures at trajanwealth.com.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week. Hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben and Woods brought to you by David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Hi, Ben.
Woodsy, here's what we got coming up for you on the show today. Get to our Padres crap-up highlights discussion of last night's 12-inning loss to the Pittsburgh Pirates. And, you know, a missed opportunity with both the Arizona Diamondbacks and Philadelphia Phillies losing. Could have gained a game on the Phillies. Could have put some more distance between yourself and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Even Craig Stammen said it afterwards. You're going to regret that one.
Oh, did he?
He did say. He used the word, we're going to regret that one. Now, hopefully not the ultimate, like,
that's
man,
the one.
We would have made the playoffs had we actually found a way to get a run in from second base in the 10th or the 11th inning. Hopefully it's just a kind of a more general regret, like, oh, it would have been nice to have won that one as well, but we didn't. But he did say you're going to regret losing that game. So we'll talk about the game. We'll get to Don't Do This at 7:20. And then at 7:40, we'll be joined by our friend John Conniff from
Madfriars,
who does such a great job
of
keeping us up to date on what's going on in the minor leagues. Like people like Dustin Harris that we have been talking about incessantly for
months.
For just, you know, since I think he signed with the Padres in July, and we've just keep going. Dustin Harris,
Dustin Harris, that. If you don't bring up Dustin Harris, then I don't know what this organization is doing.
I mean, tier ones who listen the entire program,
they know
how much we've been talking about
Dustin Harris,
last few weeks.
2 weeks ago, we had that whole discussion about how he is a threat, but he's not the guy that you want to have lay down a sacrifice bunt in any big situations.
Right. No, but let him swing away. Yeah.
But he's great, you know, blooping a double down the line that bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. He's great at that.
Yeah,
so
Conniff will be able to. There's a lot of guys that, I mean, I collect baseball cards, so I'm interested in a lot of what his thoughts are on a lot of the young guys in the system.
All right, so let's come clean. Show of hands.
Never.
Did any of us have any idea who Dustin Harris was? And when we saw the
I didn't know they signed
when we saw
him?
The transaction that said the Padres have purchased the contract of Dustin Harris from AAA El Paso.
I saw Jeff Sanders was like, Dustin Harris is here, and I'm like, obviously, Dustin Harris is there. Who the F is Dustin Harris? Is the first thing I thought.
I read recaps of like what El Paso's been doing. Oh, yeah. Chihuahuas won 7-5 in Albuquerque the other day. I don't remember the name Dustin Harris coming up once, ever.
I thought it was like, oh, that's that old second baseman. He must be in the clubhouse to just say hi to the guys or something.
David J., who runs Mad Fryer, says, everything I know about Dustin Harris, I learned from Ben and Woods. It's exactly right. It's exactly right. No, I didn't know anything about him at all, and I was so surprised when it happened. So the corresponding move was Sung Moon Song being sent back down, and yeah, man, I don't know how to feel about it necessarily. That means I thought Samad Taylor was going to be the next kind of move. I don't know if there's been a setback, but this is why Conniff is coming in. It's 7:40, so I don't have to speculate.
And I did think that Craig Stammen's reasoning about Sung Moon Song is something we've seen very clearly. When he's playing regularly, he's gotten better, he's improved. And then when he sits on the bench for extended periods of time, he's been pretty useless, and because he hasn't been playing much lately, he's 2 for his last 26.
It's like the anti-Blake Snell. The longer you sit him on the bench, the better he is. It's
so
crazy.
They made the decision, hey, why don't we play him at AAA rather than just have him sit
some work
and not really be helping us on the big league level.
Yeah,
so
a pinch run appearance here and there, a defensive spell, you know, give a guy a breather.
Sucks for him, but I tend to always think, like, man, everyday reps is
100%, man.
For a guy like that, for a role like player that, who's new to the league, like, everyday reps is more important and more valuable, I think.
Couldn't agree more. But yeah, there's a lot of guys I'm interested in, not for the rest of this year, but for the future, that I have a vested interest in, certainly, and many others do too. But so Conniff will be in at 7:40. Excited to talk to him. Always
8 o'clock hour. We'll play some take on Woods, and then Jesse Agler will join us. He can give us his thoughts. He was at the news conference yesterday on the new owners, as well as the game last night and the playoff chase. And then at 9 o'clock, do a Rindle report. We've got more tickets to give away as well to the Fernando Tatis Jr. City Connect bobblehead night on September 8th, also the Ben and Woods and Paul first pitch night at Petco Park. So keep listening from now until 10 o'clock for your opportunity to win tickets. And let's get to it. It is time to talk about last night's game. Padres crap up on the way right after traffic here on 97.3.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan.
It's a shame if they lose.
You got a problem.
How did things play out in yesterday's game?
Supremely stupid.
It's time for the Padres
crap up
with Ben and Woods. Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Hey, player, here's something to cheer you up. The rooftop pool's open, day passes are available, and the spa is calling your name. Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt and then we'll, you know, get back on the pump and figure it out.
This game has got to come to an end.
Valdez swings, hits it in the air, deep to left center field. There's some trouble. This one is gone, a home run. Just into the bullpen in left center field. And Valdez with his 15th home run of the year. A lead shot in the sixth inning. And that is the very first run of this game. 1-0. And two is in the air to center field and deep. It's tailing away from Merrill. On his horse, he dives, can't make the catch. Picks up against the base of the wall. He sends it in. Rounding third, Reynolds on his way. Bogaerts loses the handle on a potential relay. And Flores standing at second with an RBI double. It's 2-0. Into the windup. The eighth pitch of the at-bat. And a line drive base into the center field. Harris will score. And Jake Cronenworth has tied the game. 2-2 here in the eighth. Here it is on 2-2. Mangum swings, serves it on the ground right side. Cronenworth dives, has it, gets up, throws to first in time. And the inning is over. Jake Cronenworth, who tied it in the eighth, keeps it tied in the ninth.
Here's the 3-2. That's grounded up the middle into center field and a base hit. Triolo rounding third on his way. Merrill's throw to the plate is not in time. And for the first time tonight, the Pirates a hit with a runner in scoring position, and they go ahead 3-2 in the 12th.
After review, the ball field is confirmed the batter is out. The game is over.
Yep, and so it ends. And as you said, a perfect and fitting finish to an ugly night here at Petco Park. In 12, it's the Pirates 3 and the Padres 2. And in 12 full innings, the teams combine for 2 hits with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, definitely some missed opportunities for sure. You know, we're going to regret losing that one. Feel like we had several opportunities to win the game. We made a great comeback to give ourselves a chance to win the game. We don't want to lose sight of that, but you know, getting those extra innings where we hold them from scoring and then have an opportunity to with a guy on third and, you know, less than 2 outs to drive him in. Favorable matchup for us, but our old friend Kirby got out of it.
How is Manny? What's happening there?
With his finger? Yeah, it's when he hits it off the end of the bat. He's got a bruise right on the inside of his index finger, and it just irritates it every time he hits it off the end of the bat. So he's just got to hit it off the barrel a little bit more often. But that's a joke.
It's not.
They'll take care of it. He's got a little sleeve that he's going to wear now, and hopefully it's not something that lingers for very long.
By the way, the dynamic of Machado and Stammen kills me because they're friends. They're friends. And
like good friends.
Legit
good friends.
And I do get the sense that Craig Stammen might be the favorite manager other than like Buck Showalter that Manny's played for. The reason I say that is that they have a dynamic. Craig Stammen is the only one that can make that joke, in my opinion. Just have covered him since he got here. I think he's the only one that can make that joke of you just need to hit it on the barrel more. And I think he could say it to Manny's face, and I think he does. And I think he's the only one that can bust Manny's balls. And it was funny because AC had in his piece this morning, so they said, you know, what's up with your finger? He goes, it happens every year. It's a constant thing. I've got effed up fingers. And then Stammen said, well, he will wear that protective sleeve. And Manny goes, yeah, it doesn't help. It doesn't even help. So I think that their dynamic is an interesting one.
And it just irritates it every time he hits it off the end of the bat. So he's just got to hit it off the barrel a little bit more often.
I literally but tell my little fingers that. Oh, are your hands rattling? Your hands rattling? Great, hit it off the barrel. It feels like you won't even feel it. It's so good.
I can literally like picture it in my mind because I've seen it similar in person. I can picture Manny walking right into Craig's office after maybe catching wind of those comments. Got a plastic cereal bowl, like a plastic paper bowl.
See him do that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's probably got a cereal right here.
Frosted Flakes.
What do you know about hitting an effing barrel? Yeah. Just walking away.
How many barrels you
I can
hit?
See it.
And I would almost, we'll have Craig on Friday. And I don't know if he'll tell us, but I want to ask him, like, hey, man, I think he does bust his balls a lot. Yeah, listen, last night, 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position, 10 left on base. The Pirates were 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position, 13
also
left
failed
on
to
base.
Get down the bunt in extra innings when they tried it and
correct.
Got the force out at second.
So, I let's talk bunting for a minute, and let's talk about how that strategy didn't work. It didn't work last night. Typically, in the extra innings, I've even raised my hand. What is that noise? You hear that? You guys hear that?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like wind. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, check your wires here. Okay, should be fine. Typically, in extra innings, when you're the home team, I don't have any problem with getting the guy over. I don't. I think it's the most opportune time for a bunt. That being said, you have to execute it. And you cannot get doubled off there if you're Luis Camposano. You just can't. I understand having the new guy bunt, right? Like, this is kind of what we brought you up for. Didn't go well.
Our vast Dustin Harris knowledge, I have no idea if he's a good bunter, but he is like a contact. He's not a slugger. He's the kind of guy that you would expect to be able to
correct.
Get down a bunt. And just because he didn't, he may be the best bunter ever and just had a bad bunt. It really was a horrible read by Luis Camposano, though.
It was terrible.
He had plenty of time to turn around and get back. That ball was in the air for a bit.
And
you can't get doubled off there. So that was really bad.
Craig said, we told Luis, because he's not the most fleet of foot, and you can't take him out, right, because you'd already used Fermin. Like,
correct. You can't pinch run for him.
Unless you just say, we're going for this win here. We put Jace Bowen in the
second. You cannot do that.
It's ballsy. when you had a point.
It's malpractice.
I'm telling you. It's ballsy. You are playing with house money, are you not? You had a 6%, 0.6%, 0.1% chance to win the World Series this year. I'd like them to play a little bit more FU ball and a little bit less of, like, let's be safe and let's be conservative. Like, go let it. I want to see them just go let it rip. And I get it, man. It's a tight game and you feel like you can win it and you've come back. I didn't understand bunting with that part of the order in the 12th.
In the 11th.
I'm sorry.
With Jake. Yeah.
I didn't understand that
part. So you got
part.
Tatis on second. You know you've got a bit of a battered Manny Machado on deck. I wasn't shocked when Jake squared on the first pitch and pulled back. And I thought deeply in my baseball-watching soul that he was just showing to try to get the infielders a little bit. Get a draw fastball, something. And then it was going to swing away and was going to win the game. And it was going to be the Jake Cronenworth game. And then he squared around again and he popped it up. And I'm going, that's the one that even I was questioning. I, like, give your guy a chance to win it. I mean, Jake's had the game. You know, trust baseball's magic that it was meant to be for Jake to be up in that situation
now,
to win the game right there.
Does anyone on this show or listening in the audience flip out last night if Crony pops up to the first baseman? If you let him rip.
Somebody does.
The funny part is they can't win, because I probably would have too. Like, oh, Crony, you're such a good, you handle the bat so well. Get that bunt down and let's win this game. But man,
philosophically, though, how do we feel about the extra inning bunt, move the runner over?
I like it at home. I like it at home. On the road, I want to play for more runs. I need a big inning.
I think you always have to analyze where you are in your batting order. Who's coming up, who's got skills.
The next inning would have been perfect. The next inning would have been the one that you can try to bunt.
And even with Jake's failed bunt, they still ended up loading the bases with one out for Jackson Merrill. Jackson Merrill, phenomenal baseball player, and has had an incredible second half. When you need a guy to make contact in that situation, not my favorite guy to have up. Kirby got him. Veteran pitcher, you know, got him on two down and low sinkers and then a fastball up and away that, you know, Jackson was just overly aggressive. He's an aggressive ball player.
Young ball player.
Kirby used it against him. No doubt about it. Overzealous.
I love you, Jackson. I'm sorry that happened to you on your bobblehead night of all nights. But, a couple of opportunities for somebody to execute and win that game. Bad base running, bad bunting, bad pitch selection, and then who's the guy they just called up? What's his name?
Dustin Harris.
Guy swung at a pitch that hit him in the foot. You know, I mean, it's just a tough. It was like a little bit of panic set in with that team once they made the comeback. Once they made that comeback, I thought, oh, we got this with Mason Miller and Adrian Morihone.
Oh yeah,
I'm like, this is church.
Yeah, that's a game you should be winning 80 to 90% of.
And so the mental gymnastics I played with myself this morning with Ben, as I go, look, let's say you have three. Let's say you have three stocks, right? You have three stocks, and at noon, you're like, oh my God, I've lost a fortune. And then one hits and you get back to even at the end of the day. Your other one hits and doubles. And you're like, okay, I'm back to even. Do you feel good or do you feel bad? You feel good. You're like, whew, okay, dodged a little bit of bullet. Didn't make a ton of money today. Didn't make any money, but I didn't get shot and killed by a bullet.
No difference between losing a game in the standings and a missed opportunity
to
gain one.
But you just check another one, another X through it, right? That's it.
There were a couple positives. We'll discuss that and more next here on The Fan.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.